kirtan. And if you are chanting or remembering mantra, then also kirtan. And if you are chanting or remembering mantra, then also some knowing something about that mantra. What is the meaning of that? Though it is Brahma. Like Krishna is Brahma, but Krishna who attracts by his beauty, by his so sweet qualities. Once anyone see Krishna, Krishna will come in their heart. He will attract, so his name is Krishna. Krishna has two letters, Krishna. Kri to Krisha, to Akarshan. Ana Nirvritti Vachak, Ananda, giving Ananda. So to Kri Krisha, to plow, to attract anyone by his beauty, by his qualities, by his everything, smiling, by his float, by his very sweet pastimes. He will come at once in the heart and attract anyone. So Krishna Na Nirvritti Vachak. In Sanskrit, it means to give so much pure ananda, love and affection. So ananda here, ana, nirvritti. So giving. That he will be always absorbed in ananda. Anandam bodhi vardhate. Anandam bodhi vardhanam premarmita svadanam sarvatma snapanam. And to die. So Krishna's name is like this. So our mantra has some all these things. If anyone chanting, remembering but not knowing all these things, it will come but in a very long time. He will to come in this process. So Guru gives all these things, systematics. What questions you wanted to ask? Because in one day we cannot give a regular class that we have given in Bejar, in Costa Rica, or in England, Houston, everywhere. But some topical.
In the song Guru Dev, there's one verse.
Is it come?
Sakale saman korite sakate deho nata. Sakale
saman korite sakati deho nata jata jata.
I don't think we have a real good translation. Can you explain that line?
Yes, sir. Give something. Sakale saman. Karite Shakati. Deha Nath Jatha Jatha.
Cannot explain this
word. Shakale Sanman. There are so many devotees of so many classes, so many
stages.
So here it has been written Shakale Sanman Karite Shakati. Deha Nath Jatha Jatha. Jatha-jatha, jatha-tatha means according to their grade. Jatha-jatha. All are not in same grade. Those who are kanishta, not knowing siddhant, then we can do pranam by mind and helping them with some mercy to them, giving association to them. Those who are equal to us, anyone cannot be equal, some less more. So if in some way he is equal to us, by doing dandot pranam, by mind also, honoring him, and if he is superior to us, then according to their superiority, with service we should honor him. But if he has nothing to do with anything, not criticizing anyone, he says that all are serving Krishna by anvay or vyatirek, directly or indirectly. All are serving Krishna. Kansa is serving Krishna, because if there was no Kansa, Krishna has never to go to Gokul. And thus all these secret and very sweet pastimes could not occur. So Narada has the same view, that he thinks that he is serving Krishna. So he goes to Kansa, and Kansa tells him, "Oh Gurudeva," and he wants to serve him. No envy, nothing, no criticism. Narada has not criticized anyone. So if anyone like Narada comes, then we will offer our heart in the lotus feet of them. And serve, giving if needed our head, everything like this. So if there is a bhakta who is doing sravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, shramanam, padashivanam, marchanam, bandhanam, darshakhyatmanivedanam, he is doing something, but in lower grade, and anyone is some higher grade, then we should do some more affection and service and have so much more honor for that higher grade. Like this. If they are quarreling, then what should we do? Then we should know that they are artificially, they are thinking that we are in so great, but actually they are not. They have nothing to quarrel, because we are in the same line. So we should do all these things. Sakale Sanman. According to their category, we should always try.
Then the next one?
Anybody it has written that we should not invite so many sannyasis at a time, so many devotees, because we cannot give
proper respect
to them. And if you are respecting more than any superior to
juniors,
and you are honoring more and not honoring the best one, then automatically it will be some offense. So very carefully we should do all these things. If anyhow Chandravali and Srimati Radhika are some like this, somewhat quarreling, you should watch only. Don't take any side. But you are in one side, but still you should watch. Don't disturb them. There in that world, nothing like this we think in this world. In this world, if anyone goes to the rank of Madhyamadhikari, they have nothing to quarrel, no envy, almost all the bad qualities has gone. No anartha. In the highest rank of Madhyamadhikari, Madhyam Uttam, not anything like this. Then how it will be in that sphere? Nothing. So we should be very careful for this.
We see many of our god brothers and god sisters taking
and god sisters and god brothers.
Yes, taking a position where they're giving some wrong siddhanta, mistreating Vaishnavas, so many improper activities. It must be that I'm feeling they don't understand what is the real substance of Krishna consciousness. Actually, make it a little stronger, I think they don't really believe in Krishna.
If you are a very high rank of devotee, then you will treat them like your children. My children is ignorant, he is doing like this, sometimes he stole urine in his lap, sometimes he is taking his mother's breast like this, sometimes this, but mother always laughing, smiling, very kind to their children. So any of higher rank Vaishnava will see them like this. These are my boy, my children, but not knowing. This would be given some help and some mercy that one day they will realize and grow up in this way. And if equal rank, you cannot do anything because they will not listen you, then be calm and quiet. Don't disturb them. You can only be careful that you should not be go in their society, association, only this. But don't criticize. And if you are in third class Vaishnava, then you will criticize, you will not never hear me. But we should not try to criticize anyone. Otherwise that bad qualities will come in us in a few days. So you should be far away from them.
There are so many jivas trying to come back to Krishna, but also Krishna has so many incarnations. How to figure if a jiva is specifically meant to be Rupa Nuga, or he's become Sri Vaishnava, or to...
We should try to honor all these things. We are in Kanishta Adhikari. You cannot think about this. We should only try to remember the teachings of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami and all others. Like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami has told, for beginners, Gurau, Goshthe, Goshthalai, Sujane, Bhusurgane, Swamantre, Sri Namni, Brajvadanda Sarane, Shada Dambam Hitva, Kurum Ratim Apurvam Atitaram, E Bhratas,
Chatuvi
Abhijache Dhritipada. Here is told that Guru, two Gurus, Sikhya Guru, Diksha Guru. Don't think junior and senior. If they are in one category,
same rank,
then you should treat them as one. And if some juniority and seniority in them, then treat them junior and junior. But to by whom mercy you have come, you should do pranam and all other things first him. Understand? Like, we know that our Guruji is junior to Rupa Goswami. No? We know that our Guruji is disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. But Rupa Goswami has not taken us and dragged us in this line. Our Guruji went to us door to door and dragged us in this. He has mercifully gave this bhakti seed in our hearts. He nourished us. He supported us. He gives everything. He gets everything. So you are much more indebted to him. So we know that Rupa Goswami is so powerful. He the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna Rupa to our Gurudev because he has dead to us in this line. So you'll have to pay some respect. But we see that our Gurudev initiated us and he left this world. And a very powerful Shiksha Guru like him, he helped us, nourished us and supported us. Then we will be obliged to him. Because they are same. They are Akhanda Guru Tattva. Akhanda means?
Complete whole.
Like Nityananda Prabhu. All are Nityananda Prabhu. All are
What? Manifestation of Nityananda. We should see like this. Always honoring all the devotees. All devotees. Then, Gurau Goshthe. Goshthe means Yashoda Maiya, Nanda Baba, Sridham, Subal, Madhumangal, or all in Ghost. So the places where the pastimes of Krishna so sweet went on, this ghost and ghost alayesu, those who are living there, like them, Nanda Yashoda and all, there are so many, lakhs and lakhs, koti. Yeah? And those who are following them, like Rupa Sanatan, Raghunath and all, they are all Brajavasi, ghost alayesu. Bhosurgane, Sujane. Sujan means not in our sampradaya, but is still living in Vrindavan. They are serving Ram. Some are serving Narayan, Nrisinghadev, Nohan, with their special mantra in their sampradaya. Even they are Sujan, Bhosurgan. Brahmins were not pure Vaishnava, but even living in Vrindavan, worshipping Krishna also, and other
demigods
also, no harm. You should give some respect. Bhusargane Swamantre. What Gurudev has given mantra you, you should be very honored to that. After that Mahamantra, Swamantre, Sri Namni. Namni means Hare Krishna Krishna. And Vrijajuva Dvanda Sarane, Radha and Krishna Kanjugal. O mind, you should try to give a rati to them. What is the rati? Not Shraddha only. Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Ashakti, and then rati. This rati will not change. After some time, this rati will come in its sthayi bhav. Never to change that mood. Nothing to fall down from that position. This is rati. At that time, no anartha, no aparad,
offenses.
Everything was. Only a very little gandh will be there.
Smell.
And then we'll see Krishna or Mahaprabhu, then a smell also will go forever. So we should respect the Vaishnavas who are not in our line, like Ramanuj Vaishnava, Madhva and all other also. But we should give our heart to Brajavasi, like Rupa Sanatan and all others. Try to follow any of the associates of the Krishna, like Nanda Yashoda in Vatsalya, in Sakharas, like Sardam Subal, Madhumangal, like that, and in Madhur, like Gopis. They are my heart and soul. So giving respect to all, according to all these things.
If we're supposed to give our heart and soul and rati to the Gostala Yesu, then why is Sujana also mentioned in the same verse? We're asking to give rati.
Not
to
same. Gradually, lesser. There are some classes. You should not dishonor anyone in this world, even to your enemy. They have no enemy. Like Yudhishthira Maharaj, no enemy. Duryodhan used to think that he is my enemy. But actually, Yudhishthira has no enemy. Ajata Shatru. No? So devotee like this. Anyone can think them that he is my against party, but actually he has no against party. Yudhishthira Maharaj never told Duryodhan, Duryodhan. He always told him Suyodhan. Not Dushasan, Sushasan. Like
who
this.
Means bad, who means good?
Never he used to call, oh, Suyodhan Vaiya. Chacha. Namaskar to Chacha.
Tau.
Uncle. Tau. Tauji. Like uncle. He gave him poison, but still, no harm. They will not get poison.
I have one question about Shraddha. We say that Adau Shraddha, in the beginning there is some Shraddha, but then that Shraddha does not go away. It develops, and ultimately it is that Shraddha that develops into Rati.
Nishtha.
Nishtha. Can you say something about Shraddha?
Yes. We should know what is Shraddha. There is a seed of bhakti. You understand what I am telling yourself?
Yes.
Something? Who is she?
Daughter. My daughter.
Your daughter?
His daughter.
She has gone anywhere?
No.
Yesterday I saw?
She was here. Yes. She is doing all this.
Very good. Try to hear more carefully that you should know all these things. And we are beginning from Shraddha. Where is your mother? Oh, yes. So, there is some seed of Bhakti Lata which goes from this world to Golok Vrindavan, this creeper, very long. So many leaves, so many flowers, so many fruits. But here not fruit, fruit is there. On the top. So it has some seed. And that seed, what you know? To serve Krishna, this tendency, this
desire
to serve Krishna is the seed of Bhakti Lata. Krishna gives, either Krishna or Gurudev gives it. By telling Harikatha, pastimes of Krishna, he will anyhow give this seed that by serving Krishna your life will be successful and you'll be happy forever. But if anyone not serving Krishna, he may never be successful or he never can be happy. No? If anyone wants that we will be happy by money, it is absurd. Anyone can be happy only by serving Krishna from beginning to end. So this is called the seed of Bhakti Creeper. If this is given in heart, then some outer
symptoms
comes. You have seen any seed? Have you seen the seed of wheat? Or corn, any? If you give it in earth and give proper water and it will take proper air, some sprout will come. No? After some time you see that seed has been rotten and gone away. No trace of that seed. Where seed gain? No trace. There is some energy. That energy has no shape like this, but it has shape. Like Krishna or Gurudev gives the desire to serve Krishna. You cannot tell its swaroop.
Swaroop. Form.
But some outer thing, what will come? From outer we will see that he is respecting his Gurudev order. He will respect the teachings of Ved, Upanishad, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, Shastra Vakya. And Vaishnava Vakya, Guru Vakya, Shastra Vakya, Krishna Vakya. So much faith to them. Everywhere it is written that those who will serve Krishna, they will be happy. How to serve Krishna? Everything is written in Shastra. Like Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Purans and Vedas. But in all of them, among all of them, Srimad Bhagavat is superior. If there is content, what?
Comparison.
Contradictory. Contradiction. We should always try to
reconcile
and to take Srimad Bhagavatam first. If anyone, Shastra is telling, Veda is telling that be honorable, have so much honor for your father. But Srimad Bhagavatam is telling, if father is not doing Hari Bhajan, then you should not have any contact with him. No relationship. No? So, if anyone has that seed that is desires to serve Krishna, the first same time will come that you will always try to honor the words of your Gurudev, Shastra Vakya, understand? And then Vaishnava Vakya. Tinote Kariya Akya.
Sadhu Guru Shastra Vakya.
Sadhu, mane, devotees, Guru and Krishna Vakya. All are same. But when Guru, Shastra and Vaishnava are telling one thing and Guru is telling one thing, then we'll have to consider something that it is perhaps not good thing. So Guru, what is telling? Sometimes if he is not bona fide Guru, he cannot know all these Shastra. He can tell different thing. Then we'll have to think. And we will question our Gurudev, why differing? And if Shastra Vakya and Vaishnava Vakya are same and Guru is differing, then we will not do anything.
And then we accept Vaishnava and Shastra Vakya.
Yes. Or it may be the Guru is so bona fide, then we will do it, but knowing that how, why.
I could understand, reconcile.
Yes. He will reconcile. And if he is not truly qualified Guru, then we'll have to give up. If Krishna and Guru is telling one thing, but Shastri is telling another thing, then we will accept two, Guru and Krishna. When Krishna and Shastra are telling
one thing
and Guru, then we should take two. And especially to Guru Vakya, we will have to reconcile or to ask him why you are telling so. So this Shabda, when this lips will come outside, then he will be so strong that I will have to do bhajan because all Shastra are telling like so. If anyone will cut in me in pieces and pieces, I will not give up chanting, remembering and doing service of. This is Shraddha. Then that energy will not be different. Energy will be the same going on. Only this outer symptoms will may change. More thick and thicker and thickest it will go. Shraddha will be also there, but Shraddha will be changed into Nishtha when Anarth will go totally or to some extent. And this Buddhi
fixed.
And hearts will be fixed in Krishna. Like Haridas Thakur was beaten in 22 markets. What? Beating everywhere. Prahlad Maharaj, he was given poison. He was given to fire. He was given to ocean. But he was not changed. So, Shraddha will be also there, and this Shraddha will come into Nishtha. In this world there is no
example.
It has been told in anywhere. Like ganna, sugar cane, rush is there. And after that,
molasses.
And after that,
sugar. But the candy.
But now the sugar cane is not there. But in our this, Shraddha is also, we can do Shraddha to Nishtha will be changed into
Ruchi.
But Nishtha and Shraddha will be there and Ruchi will be there. With Ruchi and very determined that if anyone cut me in pieces, I will not give up this. And also that Shraddha, that I will obey my holy master's orders, Krishna, and this will be also gradually going up, but this thing will be also there. If Shraddha goes to Nishtha and Nishtha to Ruchi, but Nishtha is also there. Because in Ruchi all consists, all
including.
If you will be Rati, all are there. No? One can be example can be told that in beginning your mother gave you birth. You are son of your mother and father. No? But in the same time, when you are married, then you became the husband, but still you are the son and son of your mother and father of your mother. And when you became judge in any court, still you are the husband to your wife, you are
son of your parents.
Parents and father of your children. And that also, in this way. If it goes to Prem, even Rati will be there. If it comes to Sneh, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav. But all these things are there.
Gurudev, you said the plant grows and thickens, but the energy is the same coming in.
Yes.
What is that energy?
Or to serve Krishna. This is energy. It will never change. It will grow, gradually go up. This is the thing. This will be as prem. To serve Krishna, not serving, but when Shraddha came, associated with Vaishnava, then gradually going up and up. And it will change into Mahabhava. More than that, it may be changed. By association. So Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra. Association is more needed. If you have anyhow gained this seed, planted seed, and it has come to Shraddha Nishtha, but not association, it will go again dry. Again dry. But if gradually some good association, then our kripa will go gradually up. And when it will come to the stage of Rati or Bhav, it will never die. Then he will be qualified to give associations to others.
Question. I hope it's an appropriate question. We read in Swami Maharaj and Prabhupada's Nectar of Devotion, summary of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that Krishna puts his head at Srimati Radharani's lotus feet.
Where? In
Nectar of Devotion.
Swamiji has written like this.
Yes.
Yes.
And
he explained also this thing in bed.
And also we read it in the Goswami's literatures. What is the significance of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet that makes even Krishna put his head at her feet?
Only love and affection, Mahabhava. This is Mahabhava.
But why her feet?
What to tell Srimati Radhika? The Palya Dashis of Radhikas. Their power that Krishna can give his head on their feet. Oh. Give me help to have the lotus feet of Radhika. You should arrange my meeting to Radhika. No how. This is actually love. And only in Braj Bhav, affection of the Braj, we can find this thing. Nothing, nowhere. Not in Dwarka, Ayodhya, Vaikuntha, never. Where there is prem, it gallops and crosses the limit of opulence and rules and regulations. There is no regulation. Prem and affection has its own regulation. When prem comes, then Radha, Srimati Radhika and Krishna, they are not a doer, karta. Then prem is doer, and it controls Radha, Krishna, Gop, Gopi, Yashoda, Nanda, Braj, everyone. So we want prem, prem prayojan, not Krishna prayojan. If prem comes, then Krishna will be controlled by that prem. We want prem then. We will not control Krishna. Prem in our heart will control Krishna. Krishna will be attracted at once. If there is a pure devotee, like Sridham, and sometimes Sridham becomes so angry, Krishna may tell, oh, I've done. I'm taking your feet dust, you should be pleased. No harm. In Navadvip Leela we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a boy. He was reading his school with Sarup Damodar, Murari Gupta, Gadadhar Pandit, Jagadananda Pandit, all were at that time boy, of little age of about 12 or less than that, 8, 10, 12, and playing. In evening they were playing on the bank of Ganges on the sand, very beautiful sands. And playing, anyhow, Jagadananda was disturbed something. And he left playing and he was weeping there. With all boys, Gadadhar and Murari Gupta and all, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to their homes. But Jagadananda not returned. When Nimai Pandit came, Nimai means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, returned to him. At once he returned to that place. And he became to weep also with his Jagadananda, embracing him. I went to home, returned to home, but my heart was with you. I cannot bear your separation. Be kind to me. And he began to weep more Jagadananda. And we weeping, all anger and everything came.
Washed.
And then both were together, returned back to their home. This is called prem. More prem in Braja, more prem. So prem can control Krishna, Radhika and all. When prem begins to nitya ki, dance, then Krishna began to dance. If prem is dancing in the heart of Radhika, Radhika dancing. All dancing. All the persons, devotees who are seeing them, all dancing. Everything. Creepers also, river also, sky also, everything dancing and dancing. This is characteristics of prem and love. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only came to give this prem. Or all acharyas have come only to give prem. If you are so poor, nothing to take, nothing to eat, not to clothing. But if there is prem, we are happy. Our whole family can be starved, but if there is each other love and affection, husband, wife, children, then nothing this starving. They can bear all these things. But if there is so much affluence, so much wealth and everything is there, but no love and affection between them, then it is like a hell. That is the thing now in ISKCON. No love and affection for anyone, no respect for anyone.
Nature to want to preach like the Siddhanta, and especially now we find many are presenting things in a way that is not correct.
Yes.
So it is sometimes we have to be a little strong.
Yes.
But
you should also know the Siddhanta.
Yes.
Well, otherwise you cannot be strong. Sorry. You can be strong only if you are knowing all these Siddhantas well. And you are established and you are following all this Siddhanta.
Yes.
You will have not to speak anything. Only your mood will change everyone. You cannot do. But if you are established, your action and everything will magically do all these things quickly.
When we see so many things that are wrong, we feel that we must set the proper example and preach the right Siddhanta and act this way.
Yes, you should act and you will see that anyone coming in your association, they will be changed. But don't have any envy. Don't criticize so much. But your arguments should be very strong. Your character should be very strong. Having some affection for them. Don't think anyone enemy. Don't challenge in this way. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sweet words. Very sweet words. We should try. I have so much affection and love for all the devotees of ISKCON. I think that my all grown brothers. I have so much for them. I never think that they are my enemy or against party, even nothing. Like orphan boys. We should be very expert in our Siddhanta. If you cannot read Sat Sandarbha, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Jaiva Dharma, you cannot be established. Baladevi, Vidyabhushan, all these things. I think that everything is in Jiva Goswami Sat Sandarbha. If you cannot read, then come down to Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Jaiva Dharma.
There is some question even in that, which we are given an English translation, that is our misfortune that we cannot read.
I am doing a very good translation. I have done in Hindi.
नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ता आई थिंक my coming to West countries and the East country, everywhere, is so much successful. I wanted to see the glory of Swami here and there and to take his lotus status dust on my head. I'm everywhere seeing the glories of Swami. I went in so many dense forests, like in Canada, Saranagati. I went to Raja and Vaisar in the midst of mountains. I went to Australia, also I saw devotees' villages there. So everywhere I went, I saw the glory of Swami. I'm seeing these photos, Bikras, down here, Radha Natavar. They are all here, only due to him. He was very powerful. He was very powerful power of Krishna. Without this power, anyway, cannot one change the atmosphere of whole world. Nowadays we are seeing everywhere all these things. Krishna Bhakti, Krishna name, Gaur name, everywhere. So many books he presented. So wherever I go, I see the glory of Swamiji. Someone tells that in India also they have this view, mood, that the greatest work of Krishna was the fighting Mahabharata Yuddha, sitting on the chariot of Arjuna, and Krishna established dharma, jada jada hi dharma shakla nirbhauti bharata, like all these things. He killed so many demons like Kansa, Agasura, Bakasura, and get them salvation. He established Dwarka. These are the highest works of Krishna. But we see that Rupa Goswami and other Goswamis have not accepted this. Never accepted this. They only establish, like Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. This thing is so high. Krishna came to this world only to test all kinds of rush because he is ocean of rush. So the pastimes of Braja, especially regarding gopis, gopi geet, bhramar geet, jugal geet, rash, these are the most supreme pastimes of Krishna. But there are so many, a rare person to realize all these things. In this way, we or some of our friends glorify Swamiji. Oh, he has changed the map of whole world by all are chanting Hare Krishna. Because they can see this. All are chanting Hare Krishna. Indeed, it is a very high thing. But he has not come only to establish this. There are some more reasons. Someone came to me when he preached everywhere, Swamiji. And they were telling that our Gurudevi is of Shakharash. Because in poetry, in the sea, he has written a cowherd boy, I want to serve Krishna. All were glorifying like this. But I was not happy by this argument. I told that you are not realizing him. You are not glorifying him. He was not of only of this. He was also with friend also. Because Mathuras concludes all. Shanto, Dasya, Shakha, Vatsalya, even Swakiya, everything. Sometimes Krishna may, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his darshan like Ram, sometimes like Nrisimha, sometimes Varahadev. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not only Varahadev. But Varahadev, Nrisimhadev, Ram, Lakshman, Shatrughna, all are in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Krishna. But in India we see that so many persons, they think that he is Bhakta. Only he is Bhakta. They are not glorifying. They are lessening him. So Swamiji was not one. I told them very boldly and strongly that you are not understanding him. He told you how? I told that he has received Gopal Mantra from his Gurudev. And this, what Gopal Mantra is there? Gopijana Vallabhaya Swaha, giving myself in the lotus feet of Krishna as a relation of Gopijana Vallabhaya. Why you are telling like this? In Kamagayatri, his Gurudev gave him Kamagayatri. You accept this? Yes. But what is in Kamagayatri? Anangar Prachodaya. What is the meaning? Oh, we don't know anything. Actually, they never knew the all these things. This is only Gopi Mood. Sanyas Mantra. Sanyas, what is the meaning? Sanyas Mantra. We don't try to realize all these things. We never want to accept any outlines of all these things. There are five things. When a Gurudev gives Diksha, so we should accept and realize five things. Relation, Prapatti, Sharanagati, Atmanivedan, and Manthi. Artha. Artha, meaning, meaning of the mantra. Relation, and then prapatti, sharanagati, and atmanivedan. If you are not knowing all these things about mantra, Monday, if you are chanting very innocently, with praying, then Krishna will arrange, Gurudev will arrange good association, in which you will have to go in that process. You will have to know five things. There are so many differences between prapatti, sharanagati, and atmanivedan. There are not one thing. Today, my god sister, Vrindavan Vilasin, was asking me one question. What is the meaning of Vilas, Keli, Raman? What is the meaning? Oh, very deep and highest meanings are there. They are not one thing, but we know that all are one thing. But really, they are not one thing. Everything is in world, but we can realize without bhajan. So much different. So, Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Prem, Sneha, Man, Pranay, all are not same thing. But in India, prem
oh, you have prem, you have shraddha. They take like one thing. So we will have to know all these things, then we can realize Swamiji who was really first all the ISKCON members. He used to give no importance of sannyas. Only it was a custom. But I told, oh, not this is only a custom and ordinary thing. It gives gopi mood. If Gurudev gave him gopi mood, then why he is in only sakharash? How he can be? Any acharya, disciplic acharya, in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Rupa Goswami, up to now, Srila Bhakti Vedanta, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, Prabhupada, my Gurudev, this Swami, all are in that mood, having sannyas, gopi bhav, only, nothing else. So he was surely in that mood. He was not of only sakha. But he did not give to the persons, devotees though were not qualified, that is. So he is qualified to give anything, any of the five. So he has actually come to give. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaur Atishe Namaha. Gaur has given Krishna Prem. What Krishna Prem? Anarpiti Charim Chirat Samyavate Namaha. Samarpayitum Unnata Ujjvala Rasangsh Sri Bhakti Sriyam. He had not come to give this Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. Sometimes we don't realize these things. He had not come. He has come to taste Unnata Ujjvala Rasa of actually the mood of Srimati Radhika. Unnata Ujjvala Rasa is the mood of Srimati Radhika. And it is, has been told in three. Radhaya Pranay Mahima Kidrisho Va Naiva Ashwadho Jinadbhut Madhurima Kidrisho Va Madhiya Shokhan Chascha Madan Bhavata Kidrisho Vetti Roba Tadbhava Darshan Jami Sachi Garbashindhu. Krishna, the pastime of Krishna in Dwapar Yuga, who could not taste the mood of Radhika. Krishna has accepted that Srimati Radhika is my guru, is more beautiful than me. He has so many good qualities than me. All are satisfied to see me, but I satisfy only to see Radhika. I can control whole world, but Srimati Radhika can control me. So Radhika is my guru. But I think there must be any quality in me that it makes Srimati Radhika mad to see me. What is that in my? I cannot test it. There is anything in me. Because it makes all mad, especially Srimati Radhika. I never become mad to see Radhika or to see me in my mirror. But why see that anything there is? I want to test. What happiness is there? What ananda is there? I want to test. What are these madhuris? Rup Madhuri, Gun Madhuri, Lila Madhuri, Ben Madhuri, all these things. So he begged the mood and beauty of Radhika, or he stole away and came in the shape of Gauranga Dev and tasted it. So it, Unnat Ujjalrash is this. So anyone cannot give it because it is mood of Radhika and Gopis. But Unnata Ujjvala Rasangshi Bhakti Sriyam.
the Sri of Unnat Ujjwala Rasa. This is Swa Bhakti. Swa means? Om. Who is one of Krishna? Radhika. Bhakti means here Prem. So Radhika's Prem. And that Prem's beauty. Only this beauty to sprinkle on whole body. Only he can. Not Radhika's mood, that is called nothing. But it's Sri, the beauty. What is beauty? Manjaris are the beauties. With lips. When air comes and they dance. So this Roop and Rati and all, their services to Radha and Krishna conjugal. This is called pain. He wanted to distribute and he distributed. So all the Rupanuga Vaishnava have come only to give this thing. But they have to cut so many jungles of Mayabad Ari, as you have told. Mayabad Sahajiya, Shakhi, Bheki, all those things. So many things. But their real cause was to come to this world, was only to give that, sprinkle that thing, all Rupanuga. There are two things, Rupanuga and Raganuga. There is much difference in them. All Rupanuga are Raganuga, but all Raganuga are not Rupanuga. Only those who follow in Sadhan and Siddha Avastha both, Rupa Goswami Valli. They are called Rupanuga. They are all Raganuga. Only the persons, Raganuga, who are following at the time of Sadhana and at the time of Siddha. To whom? To Rupa Goswami. What is that? Sankhyapurvakanam gannativi kalavasani. Kutav? Nidrahar Biharakad Vijitav Chatan Tadino Kijo Radha Krishna Gudeshmate Madhuriman Deir Shanti Vande Rukshana. This is Sadhan. And what Sadhan more? In thinking here in mind, Bhav Seva, that how can we serve Radha and Krishna Kanjuga? And in Siddha, the modes of Manjaris, like Rupa Goswami. Practicing. They are Raganuga, Rupanuga. And all others, those who are following Vasalyaras, Shakharas, all are Raganuga. But only following the Rupa Goswami as a sadhak and Siddha Rupa Manjari, they will be called Rupanuga Vaishnava. He is Rupanuga Vaishnava, Swamiji. So he is this work, to give these things, his Badanyaya, Mahavadanyaya, Krishna, Mahaprabhuji Badanyaya, and they are Mahamahavadanyaya. Going in all world, everywhere, distributing all these things. But those who could not realize him internally, they fell down. Making some offenses, not properly, giving him respect and to his dears, neglecting the devotees. That is why we see that they are here and they are neglected. At that time when he was departing from this world, he told me that he should help. I could not understand all these things. But now I am understand. And that is he wanted. And he dragged me only to give some water. So the plants he seeded. Now they are sprouted, but wanting some water. So he requested me to come to this place. I know that he has so many group of very learned devotees, like him, so many. But yet he told me, I've never wished to come to these places. I wanted that I should be in Vrindavan always or no Deepa, Puridham, serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu order, and I know that I am Kanishta Vaishnava, so I should practice something to realize, even today. But I don't know, there is a power who, what?
Dragged me.
And enforced me. That you will have to do. You have to come. I know that I was penniless poor, like Swamiji, when he came without a single farthing. In same line I. He came in boat, Sindhya navigation. In 6 months or 3 months, I don't know how many months he came. But he arranged me, oh, you should not go like with me. You should go on. Here and there. They are very merciful. Wherever I went, so encouragement I saw. So much spirit I saw. All were so much encouraged and became so happy to see me. Wherever I gave any lecture, classes, they were dancing and jumping everywhere. In England, about 300 devotees, all connected to Swamiji, all came. In Vezar, more than that, I went to Costa Rica. Oh, I never met anyone,
Ramesh.
Only Ramesh. And I saw that all were jumping, so many. And all were so much inspired. I was also inspired to see all these things. So I think that I have no quality, nothing. But Swamiji, my Gurudev, Krishna and Mahaprabhu have arranged all these things. And they are doing all these things. So I am very happy to come to this place to meet some senior Vaishnav, like Maharaj, this Maharaj, so many. And I see that my tour is so much successful everywhere. Because I think this is the service of my Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, my Gurudev, and it is seva of Srila Rupa Goswami and Sakshat Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You should not be worried for this, anything. If you are sincere, Swamiji is not dead, he is eternal, he is transcendental, his mercy is transcendental. Well, you will have to catch very strongly. He will inspire in our heart. So don't be worried. He is helping us, giving his Abhay Charana Aravinda. Like this, Abhay, it is called Abhay. So he is always like Abhay. We should take shelter in his lotus feet and we will see that. Oh, you are happy in this world? After this world. Gaur Premananda. Any Mahamantra?